With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MTV's official challenge podcast is pulling back the curtain on the first ever season of The Challenge USA. Every week, Challenge alums Davon Rogers and Devin Simone recap all the brand new Challenge drama as contestants from Big Brother, Survivor, Love Island, and The Amazing Race all compete for the crown. Plus, Davon and Devin are spilling all the behind-the-scenes challenge secrets you can't get anywhere else. Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here with another Challenge Exit interview. It's week 9 of the Challenge USA, and today we're going to be talking with the person who lost the latest elimination. That is going to be Cache. She will join us here in one moment, but first let's bring in the co-host of the Challenge Wrap Up. Brian Cohen is here. Brian, how are you?
Doing great. Looking forward to talking to Cache. See what she has to say about her time on the challenge. Looking forward to it.
Very dramatic episode of the challenge on Wednesday night. A lot of tension as there was a plot to take Sarah out. Ultimately, we end up with Cache going out.
Yeah, almost like a pseudo rock draw we almost had in the challenge. We made it very exciting, very dramatic. But yeah, a lot of good stuff. A very interesting week, to say the least, for sure.
For sure. Of course, you could check out Brian and Allie. Already recorded, already posted.
There it is. Fire it up. It's in your podcast queue already.
Yeah. You're going to spoil everybody for the regular challenge seasons now.
I know. It just, you know, I feel like just summertime, sometimes easier just to like do it Wednesday night right after. I feel like, you know, just knock them out. Keep it fresh.
Okay. Check out all of that and everything else we have going on over at robhasawebsite.com. If you want to see the video of this podcast today, our interview with Cache, you could check that out on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Okay, let's go ahead and bring in our interview with Cache. Hey, Cache, what's going on? This is Rob Sesternino and Brian Cohen from Rob is a Podcast. Nice to get the chance to talk with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the decision that went into getting you into the elimination? Did you know that Desi was going to ultimately put your name out there when it came time to announce who it was?
Yeah, so Desi and I never talked game and we weren't really friends. So I felt like there was a good chance that that was going to happen. So I wasn't super shocked by it. I knew kind of where Danny felt. Just overall, I was like, I might go into elimination. So I think I wasn't really shocked. And also they let me know before I went into a limb. So it was really nice that they gave me a little heads up. So I wasn't like, me? You know? Like, it was really nice.
Not as nice as if they wouldn't have put you in.
Oh my God, 100%.
Yeah.
So that's surprising to hear that you say you haven't really talked game at all with Desi, because we saw like the formation of this Fab Five alliance to start this week. So where did that come from? Was that a new alliance? Like, and what was your place in there? What was the story behind that?
I think the show made the Fab Five a lot bigger than it actually was, because for us, like, I didn't know that it was going to be like this huge thing, because we were sitting like the name, the Fab Five is what I mean, because we were sitting on the boat on our day off. And we were all sitting together, all five of us. And Sarah's like, Fab Five. So I made a cheers to it. And I was like, Fab Five. And they were like, Cash, what did you just do? And I was like, what? Like, I didn't know that was like our alliance name. I didn't know that conversation was like, we're building an alliance. I thought we were just like five girls, like having drinks. Like, I didn't think about it. So that's when like the name got spread around, is when I made that Cheers. But I think for me, like obviously like Justine's Love Island. So I had her back. Sarah loved, trusted. Kayla, I trusted a lot. Desi didn't really trust her, but the other girls did. So I was like, all right, like, I guess, you know, I have your back too, because they do. But yeah, I just like never fully trusted that. And I think it was the same vice versa, because we never talk game.
Why do you think that Desi ultimately gave in and put your name up there when there was so much of a movement to try to get Alyssa to be the person to go in?
Yeah. Desi and I have like a weird like history and weird story. Like we just weren't friends. So I feel like for her, it was like kind of an easy decision. Okay. Like he wants her in. If I throw her in, then I get new alliance members. It's good for my game. At the end of the day, it's all a game. Like I'm not mad at anyone. I don't have any animosity. Also, it happened months ago, so I'm good. But yeah, for her, I think it just made sense for her game, even though like it kind of went against like the alliance and what we were going to do. Because ultimately, in our minds, we're like, cool, the five of us are going to band together. This week, we're going to put in Alyssa or Angela. Next week, we're going to put in Alyssa or Angela. And then all five of us are going to make it to the final. To us, it was like 1 + 1 = 2. Like we got it, you know? We weren't really considering that, like, I know she could have, like, you know, flipped.
We saw Danny speculating what would have happened if he and Desi came to the arena and, like, couldn't decide. Like, what would be the resolution? Was it made clear to everyone, like, what the rule was if they couldn't decide, or was it like very much like very uncertain? Like what would happen if they
Idea. Great. At the end of the day, I think we thought that it would have been, if they can't make a decision, Desi would have probably had to go in. That's like what I was thinking. But yeah, like we just kind of assumed that they would just get to a decision. But at the end of the day, like for me, even if like Desi wanted me to go on, like that's fine. But I wish she just stood 10 toes down on what she wanted. That was my, because at the end of the day, she wanted Alyssa, and it's a girl's elimination. So I don't think Danny should have had that much of a say, as much as he did, you know, because I'm like, mind your business, baby. This is elimination. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So I get like, you know, it does concern him because it is his game, but he like completely overtook. But if like she walked into that meeting and said, I want to throw in cash, I would respect her more versus her being like, I want Alyssa. And at the end of the day, like, let him talk her into throwing me in. But again, it's all a game.
So you went into the elimination against Sarah.
Yeah.
What was that like to go up against somebody who has tried to be and successfully been very intimidating this season?
Honestly, that elimination was filled with so much love. Like I wish y'all could have seen, like after the first round, I literally could not get that wheel going. It was so heavy. And she was like, you got this, like, you got this. I love you. You got this. Like, it was just so much love. And I'm honored to have been taken out by Sarah, truly. So yeah, I mean, it sucked going against a friend, but I'm just happy it was not a hall brawl or like a pole wrestle or
You would have left. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm injured. Put me in an ambulance. I can't play. No, I keep saying that and I make jokes, but I'm not a quitter. I would have done it and just like gotten concussed or something.
Like Leo.
Yeah. But I'm just happy that did not happen.
I want to go back to a moment a few weeks ago where we saw Tyson throw in Sarah. You were obviously the other half of that decision, but you didn't really face the level of blowback that it seemed like Tyson was. How did you navigate the wrath of Sarah after that, knowing that you were equally as part of throwing her in there?
I think I had a bigger wrath than it was shown. Like, oh my God, like there was just mess. I didn't have as much of a say in that decision as everyone thinks. Like, I didn't know we were throwing her in until like, right. I was dressed for elimination. I pulled Tyson. I said, what are we doing? No idea. Cause like, I wanted to throw in Alyssa and David, cause that was what was best for my game. So again, like, I wish I stood 10 toes down on what I wanted. And I wish I fought more, because throwing in Sarah and Leo did absolutely nothing for my game. And I had one chance, like the one time I was in power, and I didn't really take advantage of that, you know? So I wish I would have.
From your experience, was there a lot more drama happening at the house that we're not seeing in the episode? Or do you feel like that the episodes are capturing it accurately?
I just wish so much more was shown, because there's just not a lot that's given context.
What would you want to see?
more relationships. Like there's just certain alliances that you guys didn't see that was like only in the house and didn't get a chance to be shown in the game. Me talking game besides like being silly or crying, I wish you guys saw more of. Like there's just, I don't know. Like the way the MTV one is shown, there's just a lot more house. And I just wish there was more house shown. That's my only thing.
So obviously you came into this house with your relationship past with Cinco, and we saw when you were in power and Cinco was up for grabs, he was like very nervous to like share anything with you, with feeling like you would go against him or anything. What was your mindset at the time? Would you have like tried to help Cinco, or was he right to like try to like be coy with you? What was your mindset at that time?
So I did try to help him. I kept asking him like, who do you want? Like, let me help you. Cause at the end of the day, like, I'm not like the bitter, shady ex. Like, it's just not me. Like, was I hurt? Absolutely. Did I hate him being there? Duh. But I wasn't like, I'm going to get you sent home. That was never my MO, because I just don't care that much. And I knew that's something that he wanted to do. So I wanted to help him, you know, but I think like he had so much animosity and he was bringing in feelings about the relationship. I don't know. But I don't fault him for his feelings. But at the end of the day, I'm like, he just, I don't know. Just messy, but I really truly did want to help him. And I think him and Ozza would have had a better chance of coming back if they went against David and Alyssa, because honestly, Leo is a whiz when it comes to puzzles. And so as soon as I walked in, I said, bye, you guys. I knew they were going home. Like there was no way they were going to win against Leo. No freaking way. That's why I was like trying to help him out. But he just thought that I was, you know, going to use it against him, which is not my MO.
Would you play the challenge again? Would you come back?
That's the question everyone's asking. For me, like if I got a call tomorrow, I would say no, but you never know. Like my ego might bring me back, because I didn't really train for the show. Like, I mean, I work out 5 to 6 days like regularly anyway. So
that's
I
good.
Was, but I'm like, if I actually trained for the show, wasn't heartbroken and was actually gaming. Oh my God. Yeah. Like who knows what could have happened. Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows?
Ryan, real quick, one more.
Yeah, I would love to know from your perspective, like we saw Angela and Alyssa come together with a good plan for the daily. Was there any talk amongst you five about having a plan, or was it really just more just everyone kind of doing their own thing for that daily?
I think it was like up in the air, like, hey, we should all work together and like get Angela in somehow. But there was never like, let's do it this way. Or right. It was just a kind of a shit show. Like, okay, you do this. Hey, can you, should I? I didn't know what to do. Like literally you see me being like, where should I put this? Like it was just, that's why like, I don't think the Fab Five was as like, I don't know, strong as people were saying, but there was still like a mutual, like I have your back if you have mine. So that's why it was kind of like, Desi, what are you doing? Like, but yeah, I just think, yeah. I wish it was talked about a little bit more.
Okay. Keshe, I know you had a run. Thank you for making some time to talk with us. It was very fun to watch you on the show. I thought you brought a lot of fun to everything. So thanks for all of that and talking with us here today. All the best outside. Okay.
Of course. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
All right, Brian, there you have it. There's Keshe. And you brought up the, the daily. I thought that the coverage was not great in terms of like, could I see like an overhead shot of anybody's board?
Yeah, it would have been nice if they were like dropping little like lights and stuff, but who has what things. We were kind of just like playing a little scatterbrain about when Sarah was going to go.
It's like, I don't know. Is anybody who's doing good? Who's doing bad? Like, we're just like relying on the like anecdotal, like, okay, Sarah's mad. She must be doing bad. And then. Yeah. Like, you know, not shot well. I mean, they could have had like one angle that was up in the stadium.
Yeah, we needed like a Mario Kart map to show like where everyone stood on the board, like how close people were. Needed something along the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't rocket science. I feel like, you know, Big Brother would have like even given us that.
Well, I don't know about that. They screw these types of things up. So.
I thought it was a rare misfire on the challenge production so far this season. But what are you going to do? All right. Any other takeaways from Keshe? I guess Fab Five, not as big of a deal.
Yeah, it's the lesser five. I don't know. That was very odd to like make that such a big point and to really not be a big point. Very odd depiction choice, but good to get some clarity from her for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You like the name Fab Five? Or you prefer a core four?
Yeah, well, yeah, a core four would be better. And, you know, if you want to hear me talk about the core four, I was on with the great Grace later this week to talk about the Jeter documentary. So nice little slide and plug there. Definitely check that out.
What it's like the Civil War.
There's a lot to cover. He's had quite the career. I think it could have been even more parts. Make it 10 parts. Make it 20 parts. Make it every week. Every week, the update on Jeter's life.
That's could what have done one and done. Anyway, so, all right, two-part. For Derek Jeter, should have been a two-part documentary. That's it.
Disagree. Okay. Seven parts is great.
All right, check out Brian and Allie talking about the challenge every single week as we're into the home stretch here of the Challenge USA. Anything else, Brian?
No, I feel like we're getting closer to like the next Challenge proper season announcement. I feel like that's going to be on the horizon. That's just, you know, I feel it in my plums. I feel like it's coming. So look out for that coming soon.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. That's it. We have to turn it off after that. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.